We are coming off an unsettled weekend across the Northeast. A large upper-level low moved directly overhead. That upper-level low triggered showers and downpours on both Saturday and Sunday. Now that upper-level low has moved to our east. Late this afternoon, it is positioned over the Canadian Maritimes. And rainfall is really not showing up on the radar this afternoon, so we have generally dry conditions across New York and western New England. However, we are still looking at a good amount of cloud cover left behind, as there's still some influence from that upper level low, and that is why we've had a rather thick cloud cover, especially north and east of Albany through the day. We've even had some clouds through our other areas this afternoon. And temperatures are on the cool side, especially under that thick cloud cover, but it's a little bit closer to seasonable levels from the capital region on south. To our west, there are some more clouds and even some showers showing up on radar. A few sprinkles now through portions of the Great Lakes and some heavier rain farther south. Most of that rain will dive to our south late tonight into the day tomorrow, but it is possible that a sprinkle or light shower moves through portions of our area late tonight into tomorrow. Otherwise, we're looking at a dry stretch of weather, at least for the next couple of days, as high pressure builds across the Great Lakes area in southern Canada. So overall, we're looking at quiet and cool conditions tonight, with temperatures falling back into the 30s. Tomorrow, again, there's that chance, at least a small chance, of a passing sprinkle or shower. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny, with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Wednesday, we'll see temperatures up into the 60s. By Thursday and Friday, a warm front will approach from the southwest, and that will bring more clouds back into our area and also the chance for some showers. However, with that warm front drawing closer, we should see some warmer temperatures as we work towards the end of the week. So it'll turn warmer, but the rain chances will ramp up for Thursday and Friday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the 50s to lower 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Partly cloudy and cool tonight, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the 50s to lower 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, low 36 to 44. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the mid-60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, partly cloudy and cool, low in the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 60s to around 70. And then on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers, with highs mainly in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.